the ship. If a president will stand up for that, he will get 90% of the voters to vote for him. If he will stand up for moral leadership, not as a politician, as a moral leader. Don't put the baits of politics out there for the people to bite. Put the bait of truth out there and the people will bite it. But that kind of leader is not what America wants yet. Because the society is not demanding it. The society themselves are yet too corrupt, too sick, too confused, too deep in the mire of this wicked society to stand up and say, we want this leader. Some of you might think, well, maybe he would like to be, have us make him the leader. No. Never would I think of going into politics. And first of all, I'm not qualified to go into politics. I'm qualified to go into the path of Allah. But it doesn't take a whole lot of political knowledge to see that we are a country that is politically confused. We don't know what we want. We are divided. We're not together. It's because we don't have anything in our environment that reaches all of us. In order to unite the people, there must be something in the environment that all of them want to identify with, want to give themselves to. But America was founded. These people, the newcomers as a majority, they all shared a common desire for a place to work in, a place to pray in, a place to live in to themselves. There was a common need, and they got together and they were strong together. Is that right? But as America has grown over the history, America has become so divided by its own philosophy of divide and conquer. America has become so divided until there's really no central force. Are the people thoroughly divided? Racism, all kinds of prejudices, all kinds of fears, all kinds of unclean interests. One wants to give his life to heroin, to push heroin. Another, to sticking up banks. Another, to forging checks. Another, to exploiting other societies. Everybody divided. Lies and vices can't unite a society. Only truth and righteousness can unite a society. With lies and vices, brother, telling you there's nothing you can do with it. You have to purge it. You have to burn out the lies, burn out the vices. And when you get them burned out enough, you'll see human life showing and people trying to get together again. But until then, the people will just be grouping in the dark. can't commit themselves. You know, in the dark, we make an effort, don't we? In the dark, we make an effort to identify things in the darkness. But it's not until the light come on that we are able to commit ourselves. Is that right? Why? Because we don't know who this is I'm feeling, or what this is I'm standing by. So I feel for it, and I may hold it for a while, but I can't commit myself to it, and it's just a matter of time before I leave there and go off, put my hand on something else. Is that right? But when the lights come on, I'll find a chair and sit down. I'll bed and lie down. I'll tool and I'll go to work. But the lights have to come on before we can commit ourselves. Is that right? Well, in America, there's a lot of movement. In a lot of darkness. But there's little commitment. We want freedom. But who values freedom enough to pay a price? We think that freedom is free. Freedom and free are two different things. The most expensive thing in the world is freedom. It's not free. If you want freedom, you're going to have to pay a price. Give me liberty or give me death. Land of the free. Home of the brave. Whenever they talk about commitment, sacrifice, or responsibility. Freedom goes with responsibility. Those two things go together. If you're free, you've got responsibility. The more freedom you get, the more responsibility you have. If I have the freedom to manage my own life, then I have the responsibility only to myself. But if I'm given the freedom to manage my life, a wife's life, and children's life, now I take it on the responsibility. For myself, my wife, and my children. Is that right? So America, the leadership, have fed us the idea of freedom, more freedom, more freedom, more freedom. And have deafened our ears to the coming demand that we must be responsible for every ounce or every inch of freedom that we get. You know, America has been nationalistic, but has preached ideas that really go against the building of a nation. To build a nation, you need strong leadership. You need discipline in the society. You need people who recognize a parent that we call government and are willing to obey that parent. Now, just that talk alone is distasteful in the American ears, isn't it? We don't want to hear government is our parent and we are supposed to be obedient children. Hell no, we free. If the people select to have government rule over them, then they should be grown enough to follow the leadership of that government that they have themselves selected to rule over them. Is that right? But this land is so hypocritical that it brings to the polls, voting in government with the foolish belief that we don't have any ruler over us. You see how contradictory this society is? See how lie, much of a lie, the whole American life is? Well, man, why you stay here in America then? I stay here because America took on a natural birth. This is our actually is born. It is born in its inferiority. And it grows up from inferiority to superiority. Everything is born in darkness and grows out of darkness into light. Everything is born offensive to those things that are formed, well formed. Offensive either because it's weak, unable to display the skills and whatnot that the well-formed have, or because it is morally offensive, or stinky in physical sense. Is that right? Yes. Everything begins this way. But Almighty God, in His own wisdom, He puts together the worst kinds of elements to bring about the most problematic situation as an environment for superior life to come up through. Look what the book says, the Holy Quran. And the Holy Quran says that God made His man, or makes His man, from black, stinky mud, fashioned into shape. In the days of Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, Arabia was a society of black, stinky mud. Allah gave His attention to the strength in that black, dark, stinky, ignorant, backward environment. And He began to move forward, to advance ahead. The strength, the moral strength, the spiritual purity that was in that filthy, dark, miry environment. And Muhammad the Prophet was moved into leadership. Is that right? But he was born out of black mud. Stinky black mud. Is that right? Now in American history we see a parallel. America, though it claims to be born with high civilized ideas, its history tells us that it was formed in spooky, spooky mud, black mud. They knew all about how to make gunpowder and how to design a gun to fire a bullet into the hearts of people, but knew very little about how to build up human form. The best of their people were pagan and primitive. And when we look at their sciences, their social sciences, 150 years ago, 75 years ago, 25 years ago, look at their social sciences and you can see the primitiveness. You can see the idolatry, the pagan mind. People who could see way over yonder, but they had no ability to see right here. They could see how to go across the Atlantic Ocean, the Pacific Ocean, but couldn't see how to attend to the crying needs of their own heart, their own spirituality, their own moral nature, neglected. Is that right? Going out with Bibles in their arms, killing people simply because they needed a place or needed to rule over these people. Killing people, making them confess that they believe in Jesus. Yes. History tells us what went on in America. and confess Christ. It's executed right on the spot. This is history. So what is the difference? How can this person who takes the Bible and a cross and go out and say, believe in my God, or die? How is he any different from the barbarian who goes out and say, accept my leadership or die? No difference. Miry ground provided this room or environment for a natural boat birth or development. America's birth started out the right way because it started out with the idea of freedom. Freedom is the idea to start out with. Democracy, freedom. Getting the needs that you have to have to make a happy, a pleasant, comfortable physical environment. This is natural, natural growth. But as that life grows, it should progress or expand in its own interpretation. Knowledge of those terms, freedom and democracy. If the world becomes a man and a woman and still have baby ideas of freedom and democracy, then it will not enjoy the freedom and democracy that it has. But if its mind grows, as it grows, then the idea of freedom will evolve from lower levels to higher levels. And the society will be brought along. But the country that intends to have a whole society, a whole nation, as its work camp, slave camp, and itself as a dictator, hiding behind terms like freedom and democracy, then it won't educate the masses. It will keep the masses in the dark. It will leave the masses with ignorant ideas, with baby ideas about freedom and democracy. The masses in America are now potentially destructive, explosive. There has to be something fed to them often to keep them sedated. Drugs, fashion, music, weird behavior. Fast as one thing dies off as an influence, they have to invent another weird sedative to keep the masses in check. Because the masses are now educated, they are powerful as a mental muscle, but are blind, have no mental vision. The government, the institutions, have not given the masses vision. They've only given you power. So now you're powerful with no vision. Now study Scripture and see if that's not exactly what Scripture predicts. For a long time, the Jacobites have been moving toward the Gentiles to get the Gentiles to buy their sedatives and become heavily sedated. Gentiles, being foolish, think that and that they know how to handle the plan of the Jacobites. But they have a dangerous thing in their hands. So they sedate, but don't know how to stay away from the drug. So the masses and the leadership now have become all dope fiends, dope addicts. Social dope addicts. Spiritual dope addicts. From the top of the mountain down to the lowest point in the valley, all hooked on dope. And you're free. You masses, you're free. The dope pushers who only take light stuff give you the heavy stuff.